This is the Texas Standard.
It is the only piece of legislation Texas lawmakers absolutely must do each session. It's not optional. It's not a maybe. It's a constitutional command. And they did it again. They passed a budget. And now Governor Greg Abbott has signed off on it. Two-year, $217 billion spending plan. Did I say sign off? Well, he signed off on most of it anyway. Here to give us a breakdown of what has transpired and some of the items that met Governor Abbott's veto pen, the Texas Tribune's Edgar Walters. Good to chat with you again, Edgar.
Thanks for having me.
So what are these main funding provisions as we talk about the meat and potatoes of this $217 billion budget plan?
Well, the two biggest sources of spending in the budget are always going to be public education and health care, mm-hmm. primarily Medicaid, the insurance program for the poor and disabled. So yeah, that constitutes really the bulk of the $1,700 billion budget, but that's not where the cuts were.
Where do these cuts come in? And we are talking about, when you say cuts, the Texas governor's line item cuts, right?
Exactly. So in terms of like raw numbers, Abbott's cuts were pretty small. It was $120 million. So in the total budget, that's only about 1/20 of 1%.
Hmm.
But if you look where the programs really got cut, it was mostly programs dealing with the environment.
Environment. Specifically, what do you see there?
So the biggest item to be cut was there was an $87 million drop-off for the state's low-income vehicle repair assistance program, which you might think of, it's kind of like former President Barack Obama's Cash for Clunkers program. Mm-hmm. Basically, it helps low-income Texans in certain cities make repairs to their vehicles, or in some cases, actually buy a new vehicle if they fail an emissions test.
Right.
The idea being that if you have a better performing car, you'll have better air quality.
Surely that's not all of the $120 million, but we're talking about programs that are typically the size of what, $10 million here, $12 million there, that sort of thing?
Well, actually, the other cuts were smaller, but you know, I think more sort of symbolic. So I think one of the next larger ones was $6 million for an air quality program.
Mm-hmm.
That would have paid for things like bicycle use programs in cities, you know, campaigns that encourage people to carpool to work, for example. But the governor basically said those programs are kind of, I mean, in his opinion, they're basically a waste of state dollars. And if cities want to keep them, they can pay for them out of their own budgets.
But, you know, you pull back and you look at this budget and you think about some of the priorities going into it, including one that was something that Governor Abbott said was one of his own priorities. Do something about the child welfare system in Texas. And then you've got the issue of how to change funding or improve funding for Texas public education. You look at this $217 billion budget. Is there anything there for either of those two big priorities?
Well, so on the second point you raised, school finance, you know, how should the state pay for public schools? Lawmakers chose not to make really any changes. Sort of the status quo held out. And, you know, that was disappointing for local governments who feel like, you know, as the state has cut its share of funding, they're continuing to have to raise property taxes just to, you know, keep schools afloat. Now, on the other issue you mentioned, which is, you know, child welfare reform, lawmakers did put in, you know, an extra $500 million or so, mostly for child protective services funding. You know, they can hire additional caseworkers, et cetera. But it was only about half of what the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services said that it needed, you know, to make real serious reforms. So, yes, some of an investment there, but I think it fell short of what a lot of child advocates had hoped for.
Edgar Walters has analysis at texastribune.org. We'll have a link to it at our own website, texasstandard.org. Edgar, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.